Every day, you get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. And that is 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by Sweet Jane.
Sweet of
the People's Jane. Accident Attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Boy, the guys are gleeful today because one of their least favorite local politicians is not having a good day. Back to the very smiling Gatos and Chad.
Well, I mean, that was one of the big stories of the day. The silliness of Arizona politicians contesting the election, the silliness of some of these Arizona politicians trying to take your vote away today. And if you just listen to Becky Lynn's newscast, it's pretty much a done deal. I think that Kelly Ward, who runs the Republican Party into the ground here in Arizona, I think she's pretty much done. She loses again. All she does is lose. She loses all the time. She never wins. Even Republicans don't like her, and they shouldn't. And so you've got the results of the Maricopa County forensic audit of the election equipment that came
by
down
today. Two independent groups that only do this here in America. They're the only ones. Oh, Chad, they're probably run by evil Democrats.
They didn't find anything.
Nothing. Not a thing.
There was nothing there to see at the beginning.
Nothing to see.
Just because your person doesn't win, that doesn't mean there's a fraudulent election. It's stupid. It's silly. And I got to tell you, there are so many Republicans out there. They reach out to us all the time. They say, Kelly Ward is killing our party here. Thousands of Arizonans have left the Arizona Republican Party and have either gone to the independents or the Democrats. So I'm just saying, you want to keep looking silly and ridiculous, uneducated. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. Keep trying to win a lawsuit. Keep trying to see if these, you know, these Dominion equipment is fraud. It's just ridiculous.
You guys had the chance to do this now. You did the audit with the signatures, and they did the sample ballots. You've exhausted everything at this point.
Right.
Sometimes you don't win. That's the way it goes. Happens in sports, happens in life, happens in the lottery. Sometimes you just don't win, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. So Monica Lindstrom,
although she seems to always lose.
Yeah, she always loses. I mean, just ask Sinema and Kelly. They're there partly because Kelly Ward has done a putrid job here in Arizona. So getting people elected from her side. I mean, she even sandbagged Martha McSally. Monica Lindstrom joined us a little earlier about this.
There appears to be no evidence of vote switching, and they concluded that the equipment tabulated and adjudicated ballots accurately. So with that right there, I think that pretty much seals the lid on the coffin of any and all lawsuits, at least here in Arizona.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you just said that about her. Not only does she not win, she makes sure that everybody else around her also doesn't
win. Yeah, and I'm definitely past the point of I'm not going to have a conversation with you if you think the election was rigged. I'm not going to have a conversation with you if you think Barack Obama wasn't born in this country. I'm just going to think you're a Q and that you're a wacko. Yeah. And I'm not going to have a conversation with you. It's not worth my breath. It's just not. So if you still think, you know, that Biden won the election and it was totally rigged, I got to tell you, I don't think you have much of a brain in your head.
There's not a lot there.
Because a lot of people have actually come around on this, and rightly so.
You can ask some serious, and here's the problem.
We asked all the serious questions,
but
Chad.
Not here. I mean, here, but I mean, nationwide, there are some issues where you could say, hey, you're a non-elected official and you're making decisions that aren't based in your constitution. These are fair things to ask. Doesn't mean that something was stolen. It just means these are fair things to ask. These are the rules that you set up, and you didn't go by those rules. So those are fair questions, and you shouldn't shout people down. But this wasn't about elections in the future, and we talked about elections in the future and how this is going to be better, especially here, knowing that things are safe and that things are good. This will be great, but it's okay to have some questions about certain things. We should always want that, but this was about Trump, not the elections of the future.
Monica mentioned that our next elections, what happened today was a good thing.
In our next election, whatever election that may be, local or national, at least there won't be as many questions about the equipment.
Yeah. The equipment is fine. The problem was the candidate.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. The candidate. America didn't want, I mean, the majority of Americans didn't want him. That's it. That's it. Just like the majority of Americans didn't want Hillary. That's it.
That's it.
Well, she got more votes, but that doesn't matter. We got to go. You got to go.
And Trump even blew by those, and this time, yeah, and he lost.
You got to go. We do electoral college. That's how we do it. That's so it. Forget the popular vote. Doesn't matter.
Look, you're just happy because Kelly Ward lost. At the end of the day,
I just don't care about Kelly Ward. I think Kelly Ward
is
just
a lightweight loser. And don't you ever forget that.
I know, it's so funny.
So
which is
up.
A badge of honor. Believe me. Believe me. Someone who can't win an election on her own by herself. Well, we can go down that list. If you want to be part of that, go ahead. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of room in my boat, and I'm an independent. So
absolutely.
I would say, I don't care which party you're from. There's a bunch of
Our tent is wide open, and we're always accepting applications.
That's right.
And all we ask you to do on the application is, are you insane? If you say no, welcome aboard.
So we have other Arizona politicians. They want to pick the president.
Yeah. Well, they want to pick the Electoral College that gets to pick the president based on a new little law thingy bobber they're trying to roll out here.
There's another bill being debated tomorrow that would ask voters to let lawmakers be the ones to pick our presidential electors.
Yeah, that's a good idea, says no one. Then I guess I'm just not going to vote. I don't understand it. And a lot of this is coming from the Republican Party in Arizona. You guys are just something else.
Yeah.
You've got to let people vote. You're so scared that the other side is going to win that you're trying to take other people's vote away. You know what that does? Makes people leave your side. That's what it does. Makes people leave your side. Because if you're not going to allow other people to, why would I go and vote if I thought some dopey lawmaker was going to make the final decision anyway?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go do that.
This is not a help for them.
It makes you look QAnon. That's what it makes you look like.
Like the fringe has taken over everything.
And that's too bad because there are a lot of these, they're conservative Republicans. And they're not QAnon, and they're getting sucked into this kind of thing.
Well, or they're getting essentially squeezed out, right? Like you're being chosen, you're being told, you pick a lane. You're either with us or against us. You're like, well, I'm not insane, and I don't want anything the left has to offer.
No.
Because half of them are insane.
Right.
So that's the place that I'm at, and that's a sad thing. And it's going to change. I've said when I came here 3 years ago, this state will be blue sooner rather than later. And Mike O'Neill's like, it's never going to happen and not that fast. And I had a bunch of other people tell me that. Well, it's now blue and it's going to become, it's now purple and it's going to become blue faster. You've got the demographics that are shifting. You have people moving in from places like California in droves, but you also have people from all over the country. And think about the impact of ASU and the U of whatever it's called now. Think about the impact that has had because you have people move here, and they're like, I don't want to move back to the East Coast.
Yeah.
I like it here. I'm going to get married, raise a family, work here. That's a lot of people.
It's a great place to live,
and
right?
That's demographics that are changing. So guess what? You're going to find out. I mean, we're still red inside of the state, but I think that'll change over time as well.
Well, that's because you come up with this kind of craziness.
Well, I still think it would change anyways, but that doesn't help. That'll just make it happen faster.
Right, right. All right, coming up next, Tiger Woods, major car crash. How is he doing? Plus, do you have pandemic paranoia? It's coming up on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
I'm getting the phone ready here for pop quiz.
How does Devin Booker not make the NBA All-Star team?
Because he has languished in anonymity outside of the players themselves, and it is in many cases a popularity pick. Chris Paul made it. Why? Because Chris Paul was an All-Star playing in big-time games, and Devin Booker hasn't been in. How many playoff games has he played?
Very few.
I think that would be zero, right?
I think he's played in some big games that weren't with the Suns necessarily, but
Chris Paul's played in a ton.
Yeah.
So does he deserve to be? Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt Devin Booker deserves to be there. But in a popularity contest, Devin Booker Chris Paul walks into any mall in America. Most kids recognize him. People would recognize him. Devin Booker
got screwed.
I don't think so.
That's because he's dating one of the Jenners. That's what
he
I
is
think.
Dating.
That's probably the
right.
most famous yeah. thing is he's dating a Jenner. That's the most famous thing about him.
Yeah. All right. You like scary movies.
It's weird that it's Caitlin, but whatever.
It's not Caitlin. You like scary movies.
Yes, I do. I love them.
1991, Silence of the Lambs. In terms of, well, I mean, was it scary or was it just like
psychologically, it was uncomfortable yeah. and it built, there was a crescendo.
Okay. The Pennsylvania home that served as a filming location for Buffalo Bill's house.
Yes.
Is being converted into a bed and breakfast.
It's beautiful.
So that's where like, ew, ugh. I mean that, ugh. I just can't think of that. Would you ever go and stay in a place like that?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
How would you like to stay at the house featured in the movie Silence of the Lambs? The new owners of Buffalo Bill's house in Perryopolis are turning it into a bed and breakfast. And you could win a chance to be the very first brave soul to stay there.
It's a killer contest.
Oh, God, these people are the worst.
Two-night stay for two.
Not funny.
And what the owners describe as a, quote, boutique accommodation and cinematic destination.
Nobody was really killed there, for God's. It's not like they're going, hey, you guys want to stay at Lizzie Borden's house? True. You can sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
When it opens sometime later this year. Look for contest details at PittsburghTodayLive.com. The random drawing will be held.
Yeah. Okay. Silence of the Lambs.
Places the lotion in the basket.
Oh, places the lotion in the basket, Becky Lynn.
Places the lotion in the basket.
You know what, though? I went to the door and I knocked on it and I said, hey, do you know?
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Oh, that voice is disgusting.
Oh, wait. Is she a great big fat person?
Ugh. That voice is so gross. Man.
Well, they have
man.
A TV show now, right? Is it Clarice? Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, on CBS.
With the sheep, the lambs, the lambs to the slaughter. You know what we had later? Lamb chops.
Fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah. What was the second one, the bad film that they made out of it? Was it?
Was that the one where they made?
It was just called Hannibal, I think.
Hannibal.
Is that the one where they made? What's the one where they made him eat his brain?
Ray Liotta.
I think that's it. Yeah. No, that's the first one.
No, isn't second
it?
One.
Is it the second one? Okay.
He ate his brain. Yeah. He took his skull off and he ate part of his brain.
Yeah.
So I went to see that movie and everybody told me that there was this one part in the first half an hour that you're going to jump out of your seat. The movie's not that great, but you're going to jump out of your seat. So I go to see the second film, right? Mm-hmm. I'm at the movie theater. Remember when we used to be able to go to movie theater?
Yeah. You have to ask Becky what those are like. They still show the actual film or they come out acting?
So I'm there and I'm on like pins and needles. I'm scared. I'm like, all right, I don't want to jump out of my seat because I know something's going down in the first 30 minutes. Somebody told me something's going down in the first 30 minutes. So I'm kind of on the edge of my seat and I'm waiting for something awful. And we're like 20 minutes in and it hasn't happened yet. And I'm waiting for something awful. And all of a sudden the person in back of me sneezes. And I jump out of my chair. I absolutely jump out of my chair. And I almost catapulted myself towards the front.
That is great.
See, it wasn't
great
even
story.
In a pandemic.
Oh,
yeah. Imagine that.
Could you imagine that today?
If I sneezed, everybody would jump.
Now that's scary.
My Lord. Oh, my God. Is that person sneezing?
Now that's scary.
Oh, was that a great big fat woman? Ugh. Whatever it was, he a big fat person.
Ugh. Tiger Woods. What is the latest in Tiger Woods? Car crash, single vehicle accident. You said you drove on that windy road.
So it's right behind Rolling Hills and which is a very in Palos Verdes area, and it's just palace. It's just beautiful. Very rolling hills, really quick. They got him out. They asked, you know, obviously the big question was. Yeah. Was he drunk?
We're looking at signs of under the influence of either narcotics, medication, alcohol, odor of alcohol, all these different things that would give you an idea in their behavior, but there was none present.
None of that.
The reason they asked it is because he had trouble with the pills.
Yeah, trouble.
Many years ago.
Look, you can understand. The guy's been, you know, we were working out today, probably somewhere between, 10 and 15 million golf balls over a lifetime he's hit. And that could be an understatement. And, you know, he's had five back surgeries. The latest one was just a few weeks ago. And here he is. You know, he was rushing today to try to get, he was supposed to film something, I think, for the Golf Channel. Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
His name?
Chargers.
The Chargers, who's just awesome. And the soon-to-be, I have a feeling, retired Drew Brees. And
And he left the hotel in a rush. He may have been speeding. He was around a very dangerous corner.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
So they didn't get him out. They didn't get him out until 7:12, so that probably happened 6:30.
Compound fractures in his leg.
They said he couldn't stand up.
Duh.
Good God.
Yeah, your bone is sticking out of your leg. You're not going to be able to stand up.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, coming up, pop quiz.
Pop quiz hot shots.
Let's open up the phones. 277-5827.
More of those.
277-5827.
One of those and some of those.
We have true false questions on the day's news. Get online and maybe Chad will give you a prize.
Maybe I will.
I'll do my best to nut.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz hot shot.
All right, that's how we end the show. Pop quiz.
Pop the quiz.
One phone line open. Remember, we don't start until all phone lines are full. 602-277-5827. Here's how we play pop quiz. We're basically giving you a quiz about the news today. Hopefully you've been listening. True, false questions. 602-277-5827.
More numbers. It's always about numbers with you. That's that noise.
Here we go.
That noise where I ask questions like, Ava, are you ready to play pop quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Whoa. You sound like you're not quite in the our wheelhouse for listener. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
You like this? You listen to this show? You're 10 years old and you listen to the show?
Yeah, with my dad.
Okay.
Yeah,
with her dad. She ain't
all right. 10-year-old Ava, here we go. True or false? Sun star Devin Booker made the NBA All-Star team. True or false?
False.
True.
False.
I'm
false.
Sorry, Ava.
False.
You're
false.
10 years old.
Ava, I gave it to you. Say false. But Ava, I say false.
False.
There you go. Look at that. Ava wins.
No.
How about that?
No.
She's a winner.
I can't continue.
Ava, I'm sorry.
Ava, I'm sorry, but you are dead to me.
Oh,
I love you, though. And I want you to call again.
Ben, come on.
I did it to a 10-year-old.
You did it to a 10-year-old.
I'm the worst human being in the world. Ava, call us back.
My God.
Sorry. Hey, when you're playing with the big boys.
You're playing with the big boys.
So
or at least playing with one big boy in Gatos. This is what happens. All right, let's go to Martha. Surprise!
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
You sound like you're 10-ish.
Martha, was I wrong to tell a 10-year-old that she was dead to me?
No.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Let's see. So, Sun star Devin Booker did not make the All-Star team. LeBron James tweeted, and I quote, "Devin Booker is the most disrespected player in our league." True or false?
Oh, God. I'm going to say false.
Well, you're dead to me.
Oh, Martha.
Okay.
First of all, kids, let's just not do that. Secondly, Martha.
Shush!
All right. So let's go Mark in Phoenix. Mark, tell me something good. Tell me you can win this.
You ready, Mark?
Tell me how many masks I have on.
Let's see. I can't.
Hold on a second. Speak again. Go ahead.
Tell me how many masks I have on.
Zero.
I go one.
Hat. He was right. Zero.
Oh, okay.
I'm a winner. All right.
So you're dead to me.
Oh!
Mark, look at that.
Mark, true or false? I am not wearing a mask.
You are not wearing a mask.
True or false?
That's true.
No, I'm wearing a mask. You're dead to me. Give
don't
me somebody.
Liar. He's not.
Somebody.
Oh, no, you know. No. Yo, ask Mark a real question.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema wore a pink shirt on the floor of the Senate today. True or false?
50-50. I'll say true.
Oh, it is true. On the shirt, it said, "Dangerous creatures." True or false?
Yeah, that's false.
You're dead to me.
Oh, now you really are dead to me.
Yeah, you're dead to me.
Now you've ruined everything, Mark. Let's go to Susanna in Scottsdale.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi.
So, Cinema wore that pink shirt. It said dangerous creatures. She was referring to Ted Cruz. True or false?
True.
No, you're dead to me too.
I didn't
all right, we're
to do
done.
At this point in time, just swing and a miss today.
That's not.
Are you people not listening?
How's that true? I didn't get the dangerous creature shirt. Did you
I
see
just think it?
It
was just a cool
Who cares?
Shirt, you know,
right? It doesn't matter.
Is she people are like, is she dangerous? I'm like, I don't know. What is she? It's one of the most powerful people right now in D.C.
Why do you say that?
Because she is independent mind and thinking, and both parties have to come to her to try to negotiate things with her and Joe Manchin. The two most powerful people outside of Biden are those two.
Isn't that amazing?
It is crazy.
All right. Becky Lynn has Arizona's Evening News. We should probably, you know, try and do the show again tomorrow.
Let's do it. Let's do it better.
What do we got, Wednesday?
We got, oh, is she coming on?
Governor
Brewer.
I'll see you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.